Blog Talk.
This is Robert Howe again. How's New York? We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York. I'm sitting here with my executive producer, Jason Versace. And once again, we are talking about a little real estate, a little community, a little politics, nonpartisan, of course, and anything else that may come into mind. We're hoping to later on have a guest, Chuck Odie, to talk about the Pioneers Dinner. The Pioneers Dinner is a almost a two-decade-old event in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and we honor people in Bay Ridge, both merchants and community folk who have made an outstanding contribution to the vitality of Bay Ridge. So that's coming up a little later on. We're waiting for our guest, Chuck Odie, to join us. In the interim, our listeners remember last week's show talked about the Bay Ridge Bensonhurst Expo. The expo was held at the Bay Ridge Manor, the intention of which was to assist small businesses with marketing, networking, financing, advertising, and anything that would promote their own businesses here in Brooklyn. the event was fairly well attended. The weather didn't help us any. It was a rainy, horrible, cool day. Kept the attendance down a little, but not the enthusiasm. I attended, and we had folks from Constant Contact give a lecture on email marketing. Fascinating talk about the do's and the don'ts of email marketing. Of course, many of you in the audience know that you are bombarded constantly with email. Some you want, some you don't want, some you lose. The stuff you don't want, whether or not it's a Viagra infomercial or an information about a product you may have bought from somebody at one time and they've since used or sold your email 1,000 times over and you're getting all sorts of content-related emails, those we're calling spam. The speaker at Constant Contact indicated that really proper email etiquette was to get the permission of the recipient to send them emails. All too often, we think that just because we have an email, we can just go ahead and email away to people. And really, that's neither the etiquette, email etiquette, nor is it the law. There are federal and state laws prohibiting people from sending unwanted emails. Now, the speaker of the Constant Contact seminar did point out that many of the reputable companies that you receive email from, you will get an unsubscribe button in order to get off the list of the emails that you're receiving. Many of you remember the early days of email where unsubscribe was another synonym for confirming your email, which then further led to them bombarding you even more with spam and junk and smut and everything else that whoever bought those lists used. Nowadays, unsubscribed is pretty a legitimate button that people can click on to unsubscribe from, say, a vendor that they may have bought something from in the past and has since kept emailing them on an almost daily basis about 50% off deals, 100% off deals, buy two, get free shipping, et cetera, et cetera. So those are some of the hints that the Constant Contact person spoke about at the seminar. Probably very invaluable for all of our merchants who really don't have a professional handle on the value of email, the way to email, and the way to make email effective so that it gets, once again, just like the mail you get into your house, to make sure it gets open, read, and hopefully positively acted upon. Another seminar that we had at the Bay Ridge Networking event was the usefulness of print advertising, and we had speakers there from the Home Reporter, Josh Schneps, the publisher of the Home Reporter. We had some fellows from Valpak. Valpak are the folks who send you around those coupons that you get in the mail. You sit around with breakfast once a month. You open them up and you see that pizza guy is sending you two pizzas for one. You keep that. You may keep the car service guy. You may keep the car wash guy. You may throw out the coupon about eyeglasses. Either you have eyeglasses or you don't need eyeglasses. But Valpak was one of the also presenters. And then we had Tim Houston from BNI. BNI is Business Network International. And Tim spoke about the usefulness of being in a networking group where you actively promote other people as opposed to actively promote yourself. The purpose of BNI, of course, is to help other people grow their business, and by helping other people, you end up growing yourself. So those were a few of the topics of our business networking event. Those of you who were there knew it was an invaluable experience. Those of you who weren't there, well, you'll just have to wait till next year. So why don't we at this point jump off of what we did last week and jump into this week. We have on the line Chuck Odie. Chuck is an attorney, a lifelong Bay Ridge resident, and he's running an event called the Pioneers Reception. And why don't we say hello to Chuck and let him talk a little bit about what's going on in the neighborhood and with particularly with regard to the Pioneers Reception. Chuck, say hello.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. I was extolling all the great things you do in the community, Chuck. And
you must have a very long show, Rob.
Well, yes, we're running. It's going to be like a mini series, you know, three parts spread over a couple of weeks. And yes, you will have different roles at different parts. But at least for today's mini series, we were telling our audience about the Pioneers Reception. Why don't you tell us? Let's jump back first, Chuck. Tell us a little. And I mean, not that many people don't know you, but there may be one or two people in the audience that don't know you. Tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll jump into the Pioneers Reception.
Okay. Well, in truth, it's Bob Howe who does provide the leadership on Third Avenue, but I like to feel as though I'm of some assistance. I've been on Third Avenue for close to 50 years.
Okay.
I've been editor of the local newspaper, editor of another paper now, the Bay Ridge Eagle, do a column for that paper, column for the Daily Eagle. And I have a lot of fun working with Bob, going up and down Third Avenue and taking care of the needs, the day-to-day needs of the merchants here. And one thing that we try to do, and thanks to Bob we've been very successful, is that we highlight people we call pioneers, people who've been on the avenue for a number of years and have given good service to the community as well as their clients. And we're having the 18th Annual Pioneer Reception Monday, October 27th at the Cafe Remy, honoring some great people who your viewers, I'm sorry, your listeners would certainly know, Arlene Keating, Colleen Golden, happens to be the wife of our state senator. We have a fellow named Sal Forte, who has a business called Home, Steve Marchetti, a very big and very respected insurance guy, and then the very beloved Rhea McCohen, who was the president of Harbor Abstract. And these are the people that we're highlighting this year. And as you know, Bob, we have a lot of fun doing this, and we usually get 120 to 150 at the Cafe Remy or any other venue when we hold this event. And our whole goal here on Third Avenue is to reward those who have been serving for, you know, more than just a couple of years, people who become sort of icons in their own right.
Chuck, you said this has been running for 18 years. Not so
yeah.
many things run for 18 years.
That's
when,
right.
When did this first start, and whose idea was it?
Well, the idea really grew out of the fact that Harry English, the late Harry English, a great attorney and a great civic guy, was retiring, and so was Al Nahas, another leader here. They each had about 50 years or close to it on the avenue. And so was a fellow named Haig, Sam Haig. And these were entrepreneurs who just stood here and went through wars, and they went through that couple of depressions we had, and they recessions, I should say. And they showed by example the importance of if you serve your clients and serve your patrons, you'll end up serving your community and you'll become very valued. And they were our first pioneers.
Yeah, these people, for members of our audience that don't know, were really the building blocks almost of Third Avenue. Isn't
right.
that correct, Chuck?
That's right. And Third Avenue actually is the boutique business place for Bay Ridge. It's always been stylish and classy, no big stores. We recognize here the fact that although nationwide small businesses may be regarded as those with under 500 employees, the real small businesses are those often referred to as mom and pops, people who may have as few as five or just say 15 or 20 or 25 employees. But these are the real drivers of our economy because these people, like ours, they have their stores here, they have their clients and their patrons here, they raise their children here. And, you know, that's why we have a very substantial community fabric that you and I have been fortunate to be part of, Bob, for some time now.
Chuck, I'm just looking at these names, Harry English, Al Nahas, Sam Haig.
Mm-hmm.
Harry was a prominent attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Al was a restaurateur and art dealer, and Sam Haig, a retailer. Let's talk about, I mean, these are three different people who were on the Avenue and really in their own separate ways contributed to the development and the greatness of the Third Avenue that
That's
we knew
right.
today. Tell us for a moment a little bit about Harry. What were some of his community involvement?
Being attorney, Harry was president of the Bay Ridge Lawyers, and his door was always open to people whether they could afford it or not. He would always work something out. He was especially good to senior citizens, even since he had been a young guy. And he paid him a lot of attention, and he ended up becoming the estates specialist in southwestern Brooklyn. When lawyers had a question about an estate or a will, they called Harry English. And Harry English was actually one of the people who saved another one of our traditions, the Ragamuffin Parade, which has been running here for 45 years, I believe. And it's this is where thousands of kids get together and dress up like characters out of Oliver Twist. And this started many, many years ago. But Harry stepped in when it began to fade during one of our recessions. So did Al Nahas, who was, as a proprietor, was a tremendously effective person. He became a close friend of then-Mayor Koch. And Mayor Koch and he used to have dinner at Al's restaurant, the place here on 3rd Avenue. That was part of the beginning of 3rd Avenue was the Restaurant Row in Brooklyn. And all the way at the other end, the southern end of this avenue that runs over a mile, was a fellow named Sam Haig, who had been in the haberdashery business for 50 years. And his wife and his son now still have stores on 3rd Avenue. So we're looking at stores well over a half a century in the same family. And this is why people like it here. It's very stable and very respectful of the people who live here. We have a great partnership with the residential community.
Yes, we're going to talk about that a little later on, this partnership. So just to recap, we have the attorney, Harry English, the restaurateur slash art dealer, Al Nahas, who
right.
had political ties with Ed Koch, and Sam Haig, the retailer, all came together. Diverse backgrounds, but, you know, for a common cause, keep 3rd Avenue and the community vibrant, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they did. And it was something because, you know, there was a time back when everybody was leaving New York City, back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, where it was 3rd Avenue was a pretty lonely place. But these guys got together, they held block parties, they had special sales, they had Halloween contests, they supported the community council, which started its own Halloween window painting contest all the way back in 1954. And I have to tell you, Bob, that when Harry English was a kid, he remembers not fairly well, because he was around in 1933, and that was when the Merchants of 3rd Avenue was actually founded. And Harry gave me a copy of the charter, you know, of which he was very proud. But he stayed here and stayed here. His wife stayed here long after he left us. And his clients, he still has literally thousands of people who miss him as their attorney. And fortunately, we have people like Bob Howe who can step in and fill the gap.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Absolutely.
So let's fast forward to 2011. We have the successors to the Harrys, the Owls, and the Sams. We have, for instance, Sal from Home Store. Talk about him a little bit, Chuck.
Well, Sal has sort of a gift shop, and yet he realized that it was, you know, he had nice little artifacts for the home. The title H-O-M is a play on the word home, and he had lovely knickknacks for the home, and he also realized that he needed something else to round out into his, not just image, but his function. So he started a little bit of a gourmet restaurant in his store. Totally legal, of course, you know, with all the permits and everything. But it shows that he's a guy who really wants to deal with the community as he finds it. He knows that he has to appeal to the people here, and he's doing it. He's giving them beautiful things for their home and delightful food, too. So Sal really knows what he's doing.
And I think he's working on his 10th year almost.
Yes, he is.
which for any retailer is almost like 100 years.
In New York City, it's a minor miracle these days because, you know, this afternoon I was out on the avenue and I met all kinds of complaints of tickets being given out to people who dared park for a minute more. One of our leading restaurants, I won't mention it, but he got a summons for no reason whatsoever from a realistic point of view. Somebody else got a summons for something else. And it's a constant battle. Everybody thinks that the local businesses can absorb all of these summonses, which we believe, and I don't want to get political, but we believe that some of these summonses are simply there to raise funds, not to really ensure public health or anything else, which is
right.
A big issue with local merchants.
Yeah, they're trying to kill our merchants who are resilient to a point, but you can only bend and break so much.
That's right. That's exactly right. And they're really using these little summonses, which generate overall a lot of money for the city. If you give out 10,000 summonses and each one is $50, well, that makes some agency happy, but it doesn't do anything for morale in communities such as ours, where the merchants are really the backbone of the community. We have probably along Third Avenue, Bob, unofficial estimates are that between 5,000 and 6,000 people have their employment either on or directly related to the restaurants and the other retail stores here on Third Avenue.
Yes, it's sort of like a hidden, economic machine that no one really sees.
Yeah.
And it does generate jobs for people in the community.
Certainly
those
does.
People, in turn, go out and spend their money and time at other businesses. So it's an engine that the city occasionally tries to kill off, but
that's right.
It was really an important part of
and
our...
And some of our leading citizens came up through these restaurants. A young fellow named Bob Howe used to be a busboy at Howe's Restaurant,
yep.
Owned by your dad. Our state senator, Marty Golden, started out as on another avenue, admittedly, but he did start out as a busboy in a restaurant. And
yep.
These restaurants yep. generate a lot of employment, and they keep people in Bay Ridge.
But busboys and supermarket clerks seem to be a common thread among, current businessmen.
That's
today.
A great place to start.
Yes, absolutely. So,
great.
Chuck, we talked about Sal from Home, carrying on the tradition of Sam Haig. And then we have, why don't you chat a little bit about both Steve Marchetti, Rhea McCone, who are doing sort of the service stuff that maybe in Al Nahas and
Rhea McCone especially.
Harry English.
Yeah. And don't forget, Rhea McCone is the president of her own abstract company. It's a complex business. And naturally, being connected with real estate and residences, sales, it has to put up with a lot of extra challenges. But Rhea is in there 65, 70 hours a week. And in a related business, insurance, as every attorney and businessman knows, you have to have insurance. And this is where Steve Marchetti and his family firm, his dad, they've been there for a good 40 years on Third Avenue. So the Marchettis and the McCones, these people have their own children going to local schools, taking part in events such as Ragamuffin. And, you can spend your whole life in Bay Ridge, as many of these people have, and become an entrepreneur, a parent, a grandparent, and you can really go the whole life cycle here, just living in and around Third Avenue, especially here in Bay Ridge.
Absolutely. That's a good point that we sometimes take for granted. Our merchants are not only merchants, but they live, worship,
that's
send
right.
their kids to school, and support other businesses in the community.
That's exactly
so let's,
right.
Let's jump for a moment to we have a couple people you're honoring, Arlene Keating and Colleen Golden, but they're not business people, but how do they
no,
fit in
they're not.
Pioneer State?
Well, that's a good point. Colleen works in a school. She has two sons. They're great sons. She is married to our state senator, but don't forget our state senator, Marty Golden, started out as a cop, had to go on disability. He was involved in, one of these things that cops get involved when they're trying to make arrests. Then he got some money together, bought a catering hall known as the Bay Ridge Manor, and then he just happened to be the landlord for a councilman named Sal Albanese. And Marty said, geez, I can do that. So the kind of can-do spirit, Marty ran for office, became councilman, and is now the state senator and one of the most powerful people in the state. still connected with Bay Ridge through his wife, Colleen Golden, who was president of our Ragamuffin Parade, which is one of our long-standing traditions. And, you know, it really speaks with the community that the Goldens are here. The same with Arlene Keating. Arlene is like the mainstay, the office mainstay of a major law firm known as Connors & Sullivan, and which we'll acknowledge, Bob, even though it's on Fifth Avenue, because they do great service. And both Arlene and Colleen are the, I would say, the backbone, along with a few other people, of the Ragamuffin Parade and other ventures here, too, which are largely charitable in nature. These two women are involved with some of the other associations which don't seek publicity, but which usually provide anywhere from 500 to 1,000 meals to senior citizens and the shut-ins between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So they're doing a lot of volunteer service. They work hard in the day, and they're great volunteers.
Yeah, it seems in Bay Ridge we have a lot of people who do a lot of volunteer work under the radar that takes hundreds of hours out of their yearly schedule.
That's right.
They provide a very necessary service for, you know, the community.
They provide a social fabric, Bob, which is missing in most places. And if I may just interject here, that the festival, you know, that you and I are involved with, it's been running for 38 years. The festival takes up most of Third Avenue, which is a long stretch. And what we have at this festival is something that no other festival has, and that is that we have a greater percentage of participation by local people who have businesses here and raise their children here, taking part in this festival, than any other festival in the city. You can go to other festivals, especially in Manhattan, and you'll see a lot of outside vendors coming in, but you won't see the people from Macy's or Tiffany's or Rolex or anybody out there. Over here, you see the people. You see them from the Howell Law Office, Chadwick's Restaurant, the Harbor Realty, and Marchetti Insurance, and they're all taking part in these things.
You're right, Chuck. And finally, let's turn a little bit away. Well, first, before we let you get off the topic of pioneers, remind everybody where, when, and how they might get involved in the pioneers reception if they should have heard of it already, but there are a few people that may not have. Tell us when, where, and how they could get involved.
Now, we've only made out 500 pieces, and I'm joking a little bit there, but we've taken full-page ads in the Home Reporter, Sunset News, Spectator, the Bay Ridge Eagle, the Bay Ridge Courier. We've been online with a lot of stuff, but they can still, and up until Monday morning, they can get in touch with me. It would be the easiest way to do it, because I'll be looking at the charts, the seating charts. My phone number is 718-836-6700. And online, for the modernist out there, I'm at coteyesq@aol.com. There is a fee, but the reason the fee is so modest is that all the food that night is provided by 20 restaurants on 3rd Avenue, sometimes more than 20, 22, 23. These restaurants all contribute to it. They're rounded up by a fellow we call the Restaurant Wrangler. His name is Mark Hibscher, and he is from the Bay Ridge Eagle, and he goes to all these restaurants and arranges for the food, and he does this to show you the spirit of cooperation in Bay Ridge. His partner on the road is a charming young woman named Lori Padone, who is an advertising executive with the Home Reporter newspaper. Although these papers are competing, they work together. Mark focuses on the restaurants, and Lori does our souvenir menu and other arrangements for it. So we have a lot of participation across the board, because rivals here aren't really rivals. We always become partners.
No, we all play nice in the sandbox. And isn't there someone who's helping you keep organized, Chuck? Who is that, Maureen Stramka?
I'm sorry. I have to mention Maureen Stramka. She is a past Civic Award winner. She's an assistant in the district attorney's office and this neighborhood office bureau, and she does a phenomenal job. She's helped out by folks like Georgine Benvenuto. She's a proprietor of Gallery 364 and an excellent photographer. Aiding us is Bina Valenzano of the bookmark shop. Bay Ridge is, and we're proud to have a really great bookshop here, and we've had it here for 25 years.
And Chuck, a quick plug for Cafe Remy. Who are the people down there?
Remy is an entrepreneur by the name of Eddie Batiz, B-A-T-I-Z. Eddie brings in all kinds of acts, and all kinds of performers. He has a club here. He has a couple of clubs around the city. But this is his special one, and it's a big place, great sound, and it's great food. And his partner here in these events is a charming young lady by the name of Brenda Castellanos, and she's working with us, and Lori, and you, Bob, and a lot of folks here on 3rd Avenue. And, of course, we're having this Pioneers Reception on 3rd Avenue, as we always do.
Sounds good. Well, Chuck, we're coming to the end of our program. We have to thank you. You're doing a great thing for Bay Ridge. It's very positive. You're honoring people, telling people that they're doing a great job. And by the way, you're doing a great job, and we appreciate that.
Thank you,
Paul. Hopefully next week we will report on the success of the Pioneers Dinner.
Thanks
very
much.
Chuck, it was great having you.
And congratulations to you, Rob.
In the very near future. Thank you.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Now, you take care.
And thanks to our audience, and we sign off by saying thank you to Blog Talk Radio for hosting us, our executive producer, Jason Versace of Rising Tide Marketing, and, of course, me, your host, Robert Howe, who says God bless you all and God bless Brooklyn. Take care, everybody.